G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Welcome to the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Timken, a world leader in engineered bearings and mechanical power transmission products and services. Now this is episode 70 of the podcast. Thanks again to everyone for your support, your feedback. Make sure you subscribe through all the places that you listen to podcasts or jump on the V8 Sleuth website and you can click on the links there to take you through to wherever you need to listen to our podcast. Great reviews, tell all your mates, keep it flowing. We've got heaps of good stuff coming for the rest of the year and of course in the lead up to the super cheap auto Bathurst 1000. This week's episode, episode 70, is our Bathurst 1000 trivia podcast. 20 questions, some easy, some slightly easier, and some slightly harder. And we have got some significantly good prizes up for grabs to the total value of $450 worth of prizes to our top three in the trivia quiz. Now, we've got first place, it's a $250 voucher to the V8 Sleuth online bookshop. Second place is $150 voucher. Third place is a $50 voucher. And of course, if you don't win, that's okay. If you're looking for a gift for Christmas or birthdays or things like that, you can buy gift vouchers to our V8 Sleuth online bookshop. So then you might be able to buy it for someone who doesn't quite know what they want, or you don't want to buy them something that might offend them, like a Ford book if they're a Holden fan. That could be really awkward at Christmas time. But the online bookshop is the place to go. It is bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au, and you can buy gift vouchers there. Now, the winners in the quiz are the first three correct entries to be lodged via the entry form on our website. So you've got to go to v8sleuth.com.au to put your answers in. The podcast is the only place where you get the questions. So head to v8sleuth.com.au. You'll be able to find it there. There's a story about this Bathurst 1000 trivia podcast. We'll also put the links on socials, on our Facebook, Twitter, and our Instagram pages. Now, in the case that there's no one with correct 20 answers, the prizes will go to those who get the most amount of correct answers in first. So if we have five people who have 18 answered correctly, it'll be the first person that got their entry in. Now, you can't submit multiple attempts. It's just like a top 10 shootout. You get one shot at it. And yes, it is open to overseas entrants. So if you're in New Zealand listening to the podcast or overseas, you can enter. You've just got to make sure you get lots of questions correct to make sure you're a chance of winning. Our entries close 11:59 p.m. Friday, October the 9th, 2020, for those who might be listening to this in future years. And winners will be announced in our Bathurst preview episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast, and that comes up on Wednesday, October the 14th. So you've got plenty of time to enter, but you've got to make sure you do it fast to make sure you get your entry in quick, because if you end up in a tie and you are too slow, you will not be winning. Now, before we get into the first question, something really cool too. The official 2020 Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 program. I know with so many people who are not going to be able to go to the race this year, the program's a really important part of it from sitting on the couch and watching on TV. I'm like a lot of people. I collect the program. I've got them going right back into the 70s. It's a really important part of the traditions of Bathurst, and we're really pleased that we'll be stocking the official program. So you can buy that from our online bookshop, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. But we like to look after people. So if you're a podcast listener, we've got a special deal. If you buy our Holden book, Racing the Lion, the 400-page illustrated history of Holden and Australian motorsport, or Bathurst Going Global, our look at the last 10 years of the GT era of the Bathurst 12-hour. If you buy either of those books with the code I'm about to give you, or indeed both of those books together, we won't say no, you will get a free copy of the 2020 Bathurst 1000 program. So buy a book, get a free program, all part of the same postage, but you get that free, which is fantastic stuff. So how do you do it? Well, there's a link in our show notes for this episode of the podcast. So click on that. It'll take you directly to the part of the store to get you into the system to give you the right code. So as you get that program for free when you buy one of those existing books that I mentioned, or if you want the address here, you've got to go to bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. And when you get to type in a code in the checkout, type in the word free, F-R-E-E. It's the most logical code I could come up with. So what could be possibly wrong? A free copy of the 2020 Bathurst 1000 program and a couple of cool books, or maybe one or maybe two if you buy both. Anyway, That's the plugs. That's how it all works. That's what's going to happen. Let's get into question number one. They're all multiple choice. You can fill out the answers on the form on the website. Here we go. Question one. Six drivers have scored five or more victories in the Bathurst 1000. Peter Brock, Jim Richards, Craig Lowndes, Larry Perkins, Mark Scaife, and Stephen Richards. What is the total of all of their Bathurst 1000 wins combined? And now when we say Bathurst 1000, we mean, of course, the Bathurst 500, the forerunner to the 1000, just a change of length. So Brock, Jim Richards, Lowndes, Perkins, Scaife, Steve Richards. What is the total of all of their Bathurst wins combined? We're not counting 24 hours or 12 hours or things like that. So the possible answers are A, 38, B, 40, C, 42, or D, 37. Question two. Since Supercar's introduction of a control tyre in 1999, every single Bathurst 1000 has been won by one of two tyre suppliers. In what year was the most recent Bathurst 1000 won by a tyre manufacturer other than Dunlop or Bridgestone? Was it A, 1992, B, 1994, C, 1995, or D, 1998? Question three. Scott McLaughlin and Alex Premer became the latest drivers to join the list of winners of the Great Race with their victory in last year's race. Now, how many drivers in total have won a Bathurst 500 and or Bathurst 1000? Is it A, 61, B, 58, C, 63, or D, 59? Gonna have to get your abacus out for that one. It's a good point too. Last year's Bathurst 1000, in fact, in every year's Bathurst 1000, while I think of it, the place to visit is the National Motor Racing Museum. But sadly, we've got some news for you from our great mates at the museum. For race week at Bathurst this year, so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of race week in October, the National Motor Racing Museum, unfortunately, will be closed. It will not be open, unfortunately. We're hoping to hear of some news of extended hours in the days before and after the race, but we've checked with the team at the museum, and unfortunately, they will have to be closed due to the COVID situation and the COVID planning around this year's event. So We're really sad to bring you that news because we love the museum and we love what they do. And sadly, that's one of the biggest, probably the biggest weekend of the year for them. So we certainly pass on our best wishes to the team at the National Motor Racing Museum. We will keep you updated with further info on opening times and potentially some extended hours in upcoming weeks, pre and post the race. But keep an eye on the National Motor Racing Museum Instagram and Facebook pages and the museum's Bathurst website for further details on that one. So we thought we'd just keep you updated with our great friends at the museum. We will get there sometime soon when we can get over the border here in Victoria. Right, question four. This is a good one. I like this. Of the following four drivers, which of them recorded the highest finishing position in the 2003 Bathurst 1000? Was it A, Jamie Winkup, B, Craig Baird, C, Cameron McConville, or D, David Thexton? Question five, Peter Brock is synonymous with the number 05, but how many of his record nine Bathurst 1000 victories were secured by a car carrying that number? Was it A4, B5, C6, or D7? Question six, along with his five championship victories, Supercars Hall of Famer Mark Scaife amassed six Bathurst 1000 wins from 26 appearances at the event. In what year did Scaife make his Bathurst 1000 debut? Was it A, 1984, B, 1985, C, 1986, or D, 1987? Speaking of Scaife, there is a new book on the Hall of Famer coming out in early November from Affirm Press. We are stocking it in our online bookshop, so jump on there and order yourself a copy so when we get our stock, we can send it straight out to you. It's an illustrated autobiography. We've supplied a bunch of cool photos for it. There's a lot of insight there from a lot of people in Mark's career from over the years and some good funny stories as well. Would thoroughly recommend it. Jump on our bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au website. We will get stock end of October and send them out start of November. They're $45 plus postage. There's the book plug for the Scaife book. Question seven. Ooh. Which of the following drivers has the most pole positions for the Bathurst 1000? A, Dick Johnson, B, Mark Scaife, C, Peter Brock, or D, Glenn Seaton? Of course, speaking of Glenn Seaton, you know where this is going. We've very nearly finished our book, CETO, The Official Racing History, 320 pages, the first and only book so far produced on the history and career of the great Glenn Seaton, the two-time Australian Touring Car Champ and Supercars Hall of Famer. About to go off to the printers, due to be here end of 2020, start of 2021. If we get some luck and if we get things working for us, we might get it in time ahead of schedule for Christmas. So we'll keep you in the loop. It's coming together really well. An awesome amount of photos, great insight from Glenn. If you're a Glenn Seaton fan, a Ford fan, a Bathurst fan, or even just a motorsport fan who loves a good story and a good book, this is one you need to grab a hold of. And I'm not just saying it because we've done it, but it is a really good book. We're really thrilled with how it's come together. So again, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Pre-order yourself a copy of Glenn Seaton's book. Question eight. Of all the primary drivers on this year's Bathurst 1000 grid, so by primary we mean full-time V8 supercar drivers, how many have recorded podium finishes in the race? Is it A, 12, B, 15, C, 8, or D, 10? Question nine. With the exception of the accident-shortened 1981 race, the Great Race has never taken less than 6 hours to complete the full race distance in both its 500-mile and 1,000-kilometre eras. Which year of the race's running came closest to finishing in under 6 hours? Is it A, the 1971 Hardy Ferrodo 500? Is it B, the 2018 Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000? Is it C, the 1972 Hardy Ferrodo 500? Or is it D, 2013's Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Speaking of the 2018 race, we've still got some stock of the official yearbook of Craig Lowndes' seventh Bathurst victory, the soft cover official annual for the race. It's a bargain in our online store, by the way, $24.95 plus postage. Bang that into your cart online and grab yourself a copy. We've still got a few of them floating around. Question 10, halfway there. As soon as Peter Brock was awarded his ninth Bathurst 1000 win in 1987, the question became whether or not he could make it the perfect tally of 10 great race victories. Now, history shows he made another 13 starts in the race from 1988 to 2004, but wasn't quite able to get that 10th win. What was his best finishing result in that period? Was it A, 2nd, B, 6th, C, 4th, or D, 3rd? Now, we'll get into the final 10 questions in just a second, but I wanted to tell you about our good mates at Timken, a world leader in bearings and mechanical power transmission products and services. Now, you might know their name and you might recognise their logo, but did you know that Timken bearings are used in the centrepiece of one of the most stunning stadiums in the world of sport? The $2 billion, yes, billion-dollar Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, features a retractable roof that is a work of incredible engineering. Now, it features 8 triangular roof panels, or petals as the designers call them. They slide open and close in the same way as a camera shutter does. Now, each petal weighs almost 500 metric tons, and when the roof is closed, each petal cantilevers over 60 metres from the outer edge of the stadium. Now, despite the weight, the size, and the complexity of the design, the roof could be closed in just over 7 minutes and opened in just over 8, and Timken's tapered roller bearings are used to ensure each pedal moves smoothly. Now, the stadium, if you don't know, it's home to the Atlanta Falcons NFL team and the Atlanta United Major League Soccer team. In 2019, it hosted the crown jewel of NFL, the Super Bowl. We'll bring you some more cool facts about Timken in each episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast this year, including a couple of new ones. I know that our listeners sometimes think, I've heard all this one before, give me a new one. There's some more new ones coming in upcoming episodes. Now, this neatly brings me to question number 11. Just like we did in the first V8 Sleuth trivia podcast, let's see if you've been paying attention to all of these cool Timken facts in our previous podcast, because this next question is based around one. Question 11. Timken bearings are used in some of the world's largest wind turbines, some of them as tall as 260 metres. That's almost twice the height of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the rotors are as big as 220 metres in diameter. Now, what did we say that distance was comparable to on the Mount Panorama circuit? Is it A, the distance from Griffin's Bend to the Cutting? Is it B, the distance from the start line to Hell Corner? Is it C, the distance from Skyline to the Dipper? Or is it D, the distance from the spectator entry gate at the bottom of the mountain to the first Dagwood dog van? I don't think I've walked that one before to know exactly how far that is. Might try it one time. Anyway, question 12. Here we go. They're starting to go up a notch. These ones go up in difficulty, there's no doubt. Question 12. From 1987 to 2003, the maximum grid capacity for the Bathurst 1000 was 55 cars. But how many times did 55 cars actually start the great race in that period? Was it A3, B5, C2, or D9? Question 13. This one links together the Bathurst 1000 and the Indianapolis 500. And the 500 is the subject of a new book called Speed Kings by John Smales, the well-known publicist and commentator and journalist from over the years who's looked at the history of Australian drivers, and Kiwis for that matter, at the Indianapolis 500. Those who've attempted the race, those who have achieved great things, both drivers, team owners, car engineers. It's shaping up to be a really great book. And yes, you can buy it from our online bookshop, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. You can pre-order it now to make sure you grab a copy. Great Christmas present and a topic that really, I don't think there's been a book or many books ever about Australians in the Indy 500. So it's definitely one to pick up. Question 13, who was the first Australian driver to record starts in both the Bathurst 1000 and the Indianapolis 500? Is it A, Kevin Bartlett? Is it B, Jeff Brabham? Is it C, Sir Jack Brabham? Or is it D, Vern Schuppan? Question 14. One of the main drivers on this year's Bathurst 1000 grid has an amazing finishing record in the race. They've finished all 15 Bathurst 1000s that they've started. Who is the driver that I'm talking about? Is it A, Shane Van Gisbergen? Is it B, Alex Davison? Is it C, Jamie Winkup? And is it D, James Courtney? One of those four. A lot of people think that Shane Van Gisbergen retired the year that that VIP Pet Foods car didn't restart from its last pit stop, but it did rejoin the race and it was a finisher. Just thought I'd mention it. Might change how you view that question. Question 15. The first Bathurst 1000 to feature a safety car was in 1987. Back then, it was called the Pace Car and was, well, it was one of a bunch of rule changes made as part of Bathurst being a round of the World Touring Car Championship. And of course, the safety car is par for the course now. It's a constant at the race ever since. Now, since that time when it was introduced, there's just two editions of the Great Race that have run without the safety car intervening. Apart from those years, though, the smallest number of safety car periods in a single running of the Bathurst 1000 is one, and that's happened just once. So in which year was there just one safety car period in the Bathurst 1000? Was it A, 1989, B, 2013, was it C, 1991, or was it D, 1993? Question 16. The Great Race has had several naming rights sponsors over the years, and this year marks Super Cheap Auto's last Bathurst 1000. And what an amazing story it's been. On behalf of everyone in motorsport, thank you and congratulations to Super Cheap Auto on an amazing stint at the mountain since 2005. Being the naming rights sponsor, they've stuck a lot of money in. They have activated the sponsorship so well. And even though next year it will be called the Repco Bathurst 1000, I'm sure that we will all be still wishing one another a very happy Bathurst Day for many years to come. Now, this is a sponsor question. Who were the first drivers to win the race when it was first known as the James Hardy 1000? Is it A, Peter Brock and Jim Richards? Is it B, Dick Johnson and John French? Is it C, Peter Brock and Larry Perkins? Or is it D, Alan Moffat and Jackie Ickx? Four more questions left to go. We're about to bring it on home. We've bought our ticket for the run to the checkered flag, as Crompton would say, and we've kicked up the difficulty level just a bit further for the last four. So best of luck. Here we go. Question 17, and no, it's not a Dick Johnson question. Since 1967, when qualifying times first dictated grid positions, how many times has the front row of the Bathurst 1000 grid been locked out by cars from the same team? Got me thinking. Is it A2, B3, C4, or D5? Question 18. To the nearest kilometre, what was the race distance of the red flag shortened 1992 Tuohy's 1000 at Bathurst? Was it A, 888? Was it B, 793? Was it C, 802? Or was it D, 904? Two to go. Question 19. From 2005 onwards, what year has featured the most Bathurst 1000 rookies in the field? Is it A, 2006? B, 2008? C, 2009? or D, 2014? Last one. Question 20. Checkered flags out. Here we go. This one's a doozy. I like this one. It's got me really thinking. I don't know the answer to this, by the way. Well, actually, I do. I fibbed. Anyway, this year's Bathurst 1000 will see Jack Smith and Jack Perkins team up in the number 4 Brad Jones Racing Run Commodore. How many driver combinations in Bathurst 500 or 1000 history have had two drivers named Jack in them? Is it A0, B1, C2, or D3? So, you've got all the questions. Now we're interested to find out, do you have the answers? The way that you enter is you head to our website, v8sleuth.com.au, click on the story about this Bathurst 1000 trivia podcast, and you can fill in your answers there, or you can find the links from our various social media platforms. We'll run them everywhere on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Remember, the winners will be the first 3 correct entries to be lodged via the entry form on the V8 Sleuth website in order of receipt. So if we have any ties, getting your answers in first is crucial. First prize, $250 voucher to the V8 Sleuth online bookshop. Second prize is a voucher for $150. And third prize is a $50 voucher. There you have it. It's our V8 Sleuth Bathurst 1000 trivia podcast quiz. We would love to see piles of entries. Even if you don't know the answers to some of the questions, have a crack. It's multiple choice. You might just fluke it. You never know. You've got to be in it to win it. And sometimes it's a bit more arse than class that gets you over the finish line. Anyway, that's episode 70 of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Timken. We're on the countdown to Mount Panorama to the Great Race on October 18. And next week on the podcast, we are going to delve into the mail of the last few weeks because we have got piles of questions. It'll be a Q&A episode around the Bathurst 1000. All the questions are Bathurst 1000 flavoured. In the week after that, before we get to the Great Race, it'll be our preview episode. Will Dabb will be back with me. We'll run the ruler right over the course of the whole field, who'll line up on October 18. We'll run you through some of the facts that you maybe don't know about some of the drivers and teams, what cars they're using, history of numbers, some stats, some facts, some cool stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. And you can sound like an absolute guru when you're sitting on the couch telling all your mates what you know about the Bathurst 1000 over chats while you're texting backwards and forwards, or if you're allowed to be in the same place at the same time, nice and socially distanced as well. So plenty of Bathurst podcasts are coming up coming weeks. Jump on our website, v8sleuth.com.au, to enter in the quiz, or to just click through and have a read of some of the stories from recent times. And of course, our bookshop, we say it all the time, but we love your support. Without these products, without us being able to make them and you being able to buy them, we're in a big pile of trouble. So thank you for your support. Thank you for appreciating the products that we put together, the books and the prints and the DVDs. bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. It is a great time to buy for Christmas. Don't forget you can buy a gift voucher as well. In the meantime, good luck in the quiz. The answers, I've got them all here. Let's see if anyone can get 20 this time around. We'll chat to you next week with the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Timken.